This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh man, let's get it. The Mets win, the Yankees get swept, and the next Subway Series is upon us. 888-808-1019. I'm glad this is going to be a quick one tonight. I'm glad I'll be done in about 2 hours and 9 minutes. I'm counting down the minutes. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another KM to AM. And I am a Yankee fan, but I'm not a fan of what these guys are doing and what they're putting out there. So let's talk Mets. Let's lead off with the Mets, because if you know me, I always say to the victor go the spoils. You win, you go first. You win, you get priority. If you get swept, broomed, and then sent back to America. Anyway, I mean, the Brewers were rolling, right? The Brewers come into town. They had won like four series in a row. They were right there in the standings with the Mets. They had won something like 11 out of their last 14 games. David Stearns, old stomping grounds. You know, they were coming into Citi Field to avenge last year's postseason loss. No. Mother Nature decided to add an extra off day, which I definitely think helps the Mets, and a little rain delay, which obviously helped the Mets today. And the Mets grinded out, and they win a tight, gritty game today. The rubber match in Queens, you know, the fans showed up. That place was rocking. You could hear "Let's Go Mets" chants all the way down here at WFAN. The Met fan was basically, patted on the back and called out by Brandon Nimmo yesterday when he hit the grand slam. Brandon Nimmo came out and said, you know, it was palpable, the energy in the place. And the Met fan had been waiting to get the energy back in the place, because the Mets had had the worst record in baseball since Friday the 13th, June 13th, right? We were coming up with all types of reasons and things and what was going on with the Mets since Friday, June 13th. And now the Mets are 31-13 at home, a Friday night in Citi Field. Citi Field is rocking. You gotta get it in tonight because the Subway Series is all day games. 888-808-1019. So back to Brandon Nimmo after he hit the biggest hit of the last few weeks. Some would say the biggest hit of the season, that grand slam off the Miz. He followed it up tonight. Brandon Nimmo, who last night I said, hey, leave him. Leave him at the top of the order. It didn't matter. They put Marte at the top of the order, and he comes through later. We'll get to that. But Nimmo with that homer to right over Freelick's head again. In the second inning, it just lets you exhale. Okay, here we go. We draw first blood. We land the first punch. We're taking this game. We're taking this series. We're getting our mojo, our swagger back. And it was a tight game, but you know what you needed tonight? You needed David Peterson to stand up. You needed David Peterson to bounce back. And he did. He gave you 6 2/3, a 5-hit ball, 1 run, well, 1 earned, 2 runs, 4 Ks. A good performance. You know, earlier today, we heard a lot going around, you know, with the Mets and their arms. A lot of news coming out with the Mets and their arms, right? Dednil Nunez on the IL with a right elbow sprain. Paul Blackburn. And, you know, he's out now with a shoulder impingement. People asking about, hey, sending him back into Saturday's game after the 90-minute rain delay there. Like, maybe that did something to him. Dednil Nunez, they're saying, might need Tommy John. When it rains, it pours. The Mets do not have enough arms. And when you ask David Stearns about, hey, David, is now the time to call up some of these top prospects? He says, no, my preference is not to bring up any of the top prospects. So you can forget about Jonah Tong. You can forget about Nolan McLean or Brandon Sproat for now because they have a process. These guys are developing. They don't want them to have a spot start. I mean, honestly, with the way the Yankees are looking, that might be a soft landing spot. 888-808-1019. The Mets go and they grind it out. David Peterson holds it down. And all you would need in this game after the Nimmo homer, small ball him, some singles, you know? Juan Soto coming through. Juan Soto is happy. Juan Soto is looking at the umpire and making faces. And Juan Soto is the player of the month in June, 11 homers. And you see Juan Soto hit those singles, and you know what's coming after those singles. The power is going to return. And he's looking to turn the tables, right? This is the second Subway Series. The atmosphere is not going to be like it was in the Bronx. Juan Soto is able to single and drive in a run. In that sixth inning, the Mets small ball him, and they put bat to ball. Simple as that. A game you got to grind it out. And it's good to see the lineup work back-to-back nights after one little change. And you see Marte get a knock. Lindor get a knock. Soto get a knock. And then there he is, the polar bear, Pete Alonso. Almost hits one out. Doubles off the wall to make it 3-1 Mets. And that would be the difference in the game. That run would be the deciding factor. That's all that they would need. Now, later in the game, obviously, you get Ryan Stanek in there. Ryan Stanek comes in, strikes out the side, and he is pumped up like Ric Flair. Whoa! He's punching the air. He's throwing up the horns. He's rocking out with the long hair flowing. Good for Ryan Stanek. And then Edwin Diaz is called on again, back-to-back nights. Sound him. That trumpet gimmick, it still hits. The lights, the music. The SNY shot is still a thing. And it's only a thing because Edwin Diaz is nasty right now. His 18th save, he comes in. But before he gets to that save, I'm watching the game and something happened that I never see happen with the Yankees. You know, you get in a little bit of trouble because Yelich singles and then he steals second. But they review it and they overturn it. And to me, watching baseball, watching the Yankees, if that review is for the Yankees, they say there's not enough evidence to overturn it. But, you know, that umpire crew, they wanted to get on to their next city. They overturn it. That's an out. Rarely happens. Huge out. Great throw. Great tag. And then Bryce Turang strikes out. Put it in the books. Ball game and series. Momentum has swung. It is not June anymore. It is July. Momentum has swung. The Mets are back in the New York groove. They win 2, and they're already at their houses. They're already kicked up, resting, ready for the day game tomorrow. When it rains, it pours. But you know what? I don't know if that's rain on my head. The Yankees keep pissing on my head and telling me it's raining. This is a good team. I believe in this group. This group can overcome it. Enough already. Enough already. There are so many little things that we see that, like, I can't take it anymore. And so I'm kind of just, like, logging off. I'm kind of just taking a step back. I can't listen to the postgame about, you know, this group is equipped to handle this and overcome it. Where's it at? It seems like this group is equipped to feel bad for themselves, not overcome adversity, not have good at-bats, do a lot of the same thing. So quickly here before we break, the Yankees, they lost. They got broomed. They got swept. Embarrassing. You know why? Because the Toronto Blue Jays, they're alone in first place. And that's the first time they've been alone in first place in this division since September 5th of 2016. A year the Yankees didn't make the playoffs. But these Yankees, this participation trophy era Yankees, everything is hunky-dory. Everything is all right. Everything is rainbows and butterflies. Until it's not. So when the lineup comes out today, we all get a laugh because all of the conversation about Jazz Chisholm playing third base, he's in the lineup. Peraza's in the lineup, but Peraza's not playing third base. He's playing second. Peraza is a guy that they were supposed to cut or trade in the spring. I'm already up against it. I didn't even... Oh, I was just about to start cooking up on the New York Yankees. Peraza got dominated by Chris Bassitt tonight. Three strikeouts. What's the point of putting him in? And what's the point of putting him in at DJ LeMahieu's spot? Like, it doesn't make sense. Make it make sense, bro. You take Stanton out today after he finally homered. Like, and then you want to pinch hit Stanton. Stanton has never been a good pinch hitter. It never works. Don't you have those numbers and those metrics? Or is it just my eyes? And I'm like, this doesn't work. This never works. Stanton's not a pinch hitter. And now Clark is probably going to be hurt, right? Clark is probably hitting the IL. But I don't know how many calls I took from Fanatics Fest Saturday all the way to Tuesday of that week about the Yankees robbed us of seeing history. No, they didn't. Clark was never going to throw. Come on. We'll get to it. I got a break already. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's about to be the holiday, July 4th. Let's smile. Let's have a grand old time. The Subway Series is upon us. I'll say good morning on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. We don't go out there and let George Springer go first to home. No play at the plate. Two cutoff guys missed. Like, that's how the game started. Tell me you're not serious. Tell me you're not serious. Aaron Boone, you're the manager of this team. Tell me you're not serious about managing the team, because that's the type of energy that they started with. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's better to talk about the Mets. SNY Mets is putting up pictures of purple skies over Citi Field, and that gives them a reason to bring Grimace back. Let's go, Mets! Michael is in Tom's River on the Fan first. Go for it, Mike.
Hey, Keith. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm all right.
First of all, fly, Hawks, fly.
Go, Hawks.
So, the one thing I wanted to say, and I always say, like, I'm a Mets fan, not a Yankee fan. But I always say that the one thing that the Yankees do is that they always want to win. You know, so they always want to put the product on the field, and they always want to, you know, do what's good for the fans and good for the team.
Okay.
With that said, though, my biggest problem that I have, and I think the Mets are doing the same thing, they want to win so badly that sometimes I think that they're sacrificing other things. You know, like, this pitching situation is awful. And I feel like they're holding back talent, and they don't want to trade. And I get that, but at the same time, how do you make yourself better? You know, so if we get, you know, with two games out now, you're in the middle of the season, do you want to trade your future for right now? But your right now isn't guaranteed. So I want to see what you think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting close to the trade deadline, but we're not there yet. We are now 4 days into the month of July, and I feel like right now is the time where everybody is making their decisions and takes on what needs to, like, and we do kind of got to reel it back in a little bit. As far as the Mets are concerned, I think when you see David Stearns meet the people and speak, like, I'm waiting for Brian Cashman to step up and speak. Perfect timing coming up here at Citi Field. You should be close by. Like, I think you should be reassured that if this guy is telling you, like, hey, we're not calling up any young guys, and the amount of transactions and moves that the Mets make, it's the same thing I've said about David Stearns from day one. He is in the passenger seat grabbing the wheel. He is never just sitting in the car watching the car crash. He sees that, it's baseball and it's not going the right way, but I guarantee you he's working on it and he's got a plan and there's help on the way. They're going to go trade for some major league arms. I don't know who they are, but they're not going to let this thing just fall apart. Thanks for the call, Michael. Sean Manaea is on the way back, and I don't know. I think you have the right president of baseball operations that understands. Like, you have some really good hitters on this team. You have an owner who wants to win. They're not going to let this ship sink. So just stay the course. The Mets have 50 wins. The Mets have all the vibes right now. If the Mets sweep the Yankees, which is like literally on the table, obviously advantage when we're talking pitching, advantage Yankees because you'll have Rodon and Fried in this series. But we've seen both Rodon and Fried get got. And crazier things have happened. And momentum is a lot. One of the things I was looking for during the break, you know, the Yankees, and I said, like, they're flying back from Toronto, and they got to be ready for this day game. It is now tomorrow. Shout out to John Brophy, because I was like, yo, who's got the team flight tracker? John Brophy, who works down there in Tampa with them, messages me, and if this is correct, and this is the correct aircraft, their scheduled arrival time is 12:38 a.m. Scheduled departure was 11:25 p.m. after the game. Scheduled arrival time in New York is 12:38 a.m. So you do the math on them getting back to the city and getting back to there by 1 o'clock, let's say, and they're not able to just jump off the, you know. Let's say these guys go to bed or get back to their homes by the time this show is over at 2 a.m. Then they got to wake up and turn around and get to the ballpark. They're going to be feeling sorry for themselves after getting broomed by the Toronto Blue Jays and Clark Schmidt being hurt and Marcus Stroman is on the mound and they seem to not be able to find a way. You know what they'll find a way to do? They'll find a way to sit Jason Dominguez. I guarantee you. Well, I won't guarantee it because, like, what you just saw from Dominguez tonight and what you saw from Dominguez in this entire series, get that kid going. He competes, and he's a difference maker, and he brings something to this team that the Yankees desperately need. You can't just roll into Citi Field tomorrow and say, okay, Judge in right, Trent Grisham in center, Bellinger in left. But I think they will because that's what they do. The Yankees believe what they believe. The Yankees We'll cool Jason Dominguez off just because he had a four-hit night tonight, his first triple tonight, some competitive at-bats tonight. You know, here's the good news, right? Volpe didn't leave all the men on base. But here's the bad news. Still had some terrible at-bats. Still had some head-scratching at-bats that just make you say, what are we doing here? Two RBI, right? A ground out, and then he blooped one. But man, that when he swung at that ball outside, I'm just like the at-bats are terrible. Have an at-bat, see some pitches, stop being so eager to do something with some of these off-speed pitches that are just like, that's not it. Who is talking to him? Who is working with him? And you know what? Speaking of talking and working, you know, Boone and Brad Ausmus and Matt Blake, these guys are talking and working the umps, so don't expect any favor from them. Don't expect any favor from them. Late in the game, early in the game, you're not getting any favor. They want to get up out of here. Let me take the calls, man. I could talk about it all night, the Yankees being swept and how they got swept and how, again, they just look like I can't give you a participation trophy for fighting back. I can't give you a pat on the back for effort that you didn't get shut out and you made it a game. George Springer went completely off. I hate that guy from him being an Astro to now. Like, they might as well put him in the All-Star game from what he did in this four-game set. 8-for-14 with 4 homers, 11 ribbies, 4 walks. He dominated the Yankees. This is a kid that went to UConn. You, like, bro, like, this is embarrassing. It is embarrassing. And you know what else is embarrassing? The rest of the league will take the formula of putting up those four fingers like John Schneider did. It's simple. Four fingers. He should have walked Judge every single time. And Judge, like, passed Mickey Mantle for some type of, like, I don't even care. But, yeah, they're going to keep intentionally walking Judge because they're like, you know what? This team isn't good enough to beat us. And no matter where you put Judge in this lineup, we're eventually going to get to Volpe. No matter where you put Judge in this lineup, like, we're eventually going to get to Austin Wells. No matter where you put Judge in this lineup, like, the rest of these guys got to beat us. And they can't. And so I don't want to hear any more about this group and overcoming it. This is a different group. This is the first year these guys are playing together. And they still consistently leave guys on base, 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And 12 left on base. Oh, here's some more good news. Jazz didn't have an error at third. No error at third. Trent Grisham was back in the lineup. He homered. I don't know, man. There is no bright side to getting swept. There is no bright side to another starter going down. Clayton Beter, welcome. But like, as soon as Clayton Beater's in the game, it's like, come on, man. This rookie is thrown into the middle of the game. Luke Weaver is not the same guy. Luke Weaver has turned into the guy that was easy to claim for Cashman to find. Luke Weaver, I don't know. I don't know if it's the hammy. I don't know if it's, you know, being the closer, not being the closer. His fastball is appetizing now. That fastball is, it is flat, it is hittable, and he's been getting rocked. He has not looked good here, and that is alarming. This Yankees bullpen is trash. Would they give up 18 runs or something? I think I have a stat in my note. They gave up 18 runs in 13 innings. This is bad. You should be sounding the alarms. You shouldn't be talking about, yeah, you know, these things happen and it's 162. No. Not like this. Neil is in Irvington, back on the fan. Neil, I got to give you your credit, bro. Like 2 weeks ago, I didn't want to admit it. I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to think it. You have the floor. You called it. You were right. They are better than the Yankees. The Blue Jays just like, they outplayed the Yankees and beat the Yankees' ass in every kind of way possible and took first place from them.
Hey, Keith, my man. First, happy holidays to you, brother, and you and your family.
Enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, got to, Keith. But let me tell you something. The Yankees, my nephew tell me, I'm going to ask you three things. My nephew tell me, Uncle, stop before you have a heart attack. Because, Keith, I think the Yankees, diehard Yankees, I think they should go 162-0. Because when they lose a game, I get pissed. But they had a chance to get Jerry Springer. I said Jerry Springer.
Jerry. Jerry Springer might actually get us some outs out of the bullpen, see if he's available.
No, Springer. They had a chance to get Springer for Volpe? Was that true?
Nah, I don't think there was ever a trade on the table. Springer signed with the Blue Jays as a free agent, and they were never going to get him.
Okay. Now, one more question, Keith. They go back to Toronto again. Yankees got a chance, though. You know, I don't put them down. I'm just mad at them.
Of course they have a chance, but come on. We're not talking about October. We're not talking about – this isn't finite. We're talking about right now. Thanks for the call, Neil. We're talking about right now. These shows are daily and nightly. We react to what we saw today and tonight. And what I saw today was a team that, with their backs against the wall, on the verge of getting swept, didn't start the game with the right energy. John Boy put out that video, and Chris Kirschner tweeted it out too. If you go to my Twitter, @Keith_McPherson, I'm just sitting in my living room, like, you're talking about the way you feel. We all feel like that. We all feel like the Yankees are supposed to win every game. You know why? Because they tell us we're the New York Yankees. We're good, and, you know, all this other stuff. So one of the first tweets that I put out that I just was like, shake my head. I said, yeah, we're good. We're prepared. We're ready to compete and win on opposite day. Chris Kirschner writes, I do wonder if they may have had a play at the plate, but the Yankees missed the cutoff. And when John Boy put that, like, sky view video out, I have watched that video so many times. I'm like, what happened here? What happened here? Between Dominguez and Grisham and then Peraza backing up Volpe, where Peraza backs up Volpe to the point where he's like 5 feet behind him. And then they completely miss the cutoff, and it goes to Jazz. And I'm just like, if I'm Aaron Boone and I'm the manager, I got to talk to all of them about that. Like, in the moment, I got to be like, what the hell are you guys doing? On a fly ball to left center, and I know Springer is fast and he's going whatever, but I'm like, that's how the game starts, bro. It's just bad vibes, bad energy, and that led into more bad energy. Chris Bassitt, tip your cap to him. He went 113 pitches tonight. Like I said, he owned Peraza, but you just had to put Peraza in the lineup. And that's another thing, too. Pre-game, when we learn that Peraza is in the lineup, they ask Aaron Boone about it. It is getting to levels of just, like, you got to laugh it off. Like, insanity. Boone said that Peraza is at second instead of third base because he didn't want to just move them back and forth and do that necessarily in that form of fashion. Excuse me, what? Peraza moves back and forth from the bench to the lineup twice a week? And he is available to play second base, third base, maybe shortstop? He's not a hitter at all. Before we went to the break at 12, I said, I vividly remember the conversation around Peraza because Pablo Reyes was going to make the team. The conversation around Peraza was, this guy's not going to make the team. He's out of options. He's going to be DFA'd or traded. Well, you can't trade him for anything. The kid is not a major league hitter. You could see how overmatched he was against Bassitt. Bassitt was like looking at him like, please. But what are the Yankees doing? This is goes back to my rant the other day, and I saw WFAN made the quote card. Like, we're all waiting for them to get serious. We're all waiting for them to get serious about the roster and personnel. And then earlier today you learn, and like, I don't take this stuff serious. I don't know what these guys are going to be. CJ Alexander and Nicky Lopez. Okay. So the Yankees bring in former Chicago Cub Nicky Lopez. He played second, third, and short this season. He played 45 games at shortstop last year. He's got a lifetime 621 OPS, Gary Phillips writes. All right. He's a Gold Glover. Well, fast track him. Fast track him. And then also, I got the alert that the Yankees claimed infielder C.J. Alexander off waivers from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Because you know the Dodgers are always cutting guys, sending guys. You know what the Dodgers do? If you can't cut it, we don't need you. And you'll be here today, gone tomorrow, because we're always looking to improve and get better. We don't let guys continue to be under average. We don't let guys continue to damn us and come up in big spots and strike out or pop out and have weak at-bats for the sake of, we love them. We love them. These are our guys. That's where we're at with Peraza. That's where we're at with Volpe. You're going to continue to watch these guys play, and the Yankees are going to tell you, you stop it. You stop it. These are our guys, and we love them. And they're young. They're going to develop. They're not that young. How old is Pete Crow Armstrong? Go look at the All-Stars. Jacob Wilson. There are 23-year-old All-Stars in this league. Enough with these kids being young. And let me take calls because I don't have enough time tonight. I don't have enough time. Ray is in Hell's Kitchen on the Fan. What's up, Ray?
Hey, man, how you doing tonight? I just want to make some points. I'm a diehard Yankee fan for many years. Struggled in the 80s. We talk about Perenza. Wayne Tolleson, Avril Espinosa, Randy Velarde were 1,000 times better than these guys. These guys should not be on the field. Cashman again today with his joke, picking up his waiver wire guys. We're terrible, like you did with the outfield the other day. This team, and even Boone, there's no consistency. The defense is horrible. Last night we saw where Goldschmidt couldn't make a throw to second base, where he had the guy dead in his tracks. He couldn't make the play, made the tag, doesn't make the. There's no consistency. There's no average, and we go through the same thing over and over again. They can't hit in the clutch. It was like the one thing where Jazz was bunting in the one game. It's like they don't do that in the 10th inning when there's nobody. There's this guy at second base. It's the same crap. It's over and over again. We got no bench. Judge, I don't know why everybody just doesn't walk Judge.
There's
nobody behind them. Now they're going to learn. Oh, they're going to learn. Because even Toronto's coach learned a lesson last night where he finally decided to pitch to him. And Judge, this team is so bad and Boone is so bad. This team, it's like there's nobody pays a price. It's just like, okay, guys, you can do what you want. He blows his bubbles. I'm sick of it. And if IKF is the answer for the Yankees, I will not watch the game. And I'll be honest, I really think the one trade they should make that can help this team a lot, and they're going to definitely dump salary, and it was a guy who wanted to play shortstop, go get Corey Seager and go after DeGrom.
Thanks for the call, Ray. 888-808-1019. Correction. I am just thinking about 100 things, and I am not well. The Yankees had claimed C.J. Alexander from the Athletics 3 weeks ago. Non-factor. It's the Dodgers who just claimed him. So as I'm going through my notes, and somebody in the chat alerted me, you got that backwards. What I meant to say was the Yankees got this Nicky Lopez cat. We'll see what he turns into. But the Dodgers and the way that they do things, don't be surprised if C.J. Alexander somehow turns into something over there. But his little cup of coffee with the Yankees, here today, gone tomorrow, nothing really went down. But I don't know, man. I'm just like, I'm so done with like this version of the Yankees. I'm so done with like their brand of baseball, the product that they consistently put out. And then they just tell you it's a bad stretch. It's not a bad stretch. I'm also done with the people telling Yankee fans that we're overreacting and that we need to relax and like, we're making a big, no, it is years of this. It is years of this. The Yankees are in second place now. They just got swept by the Toronto Blue Jays. And this is the type of like thing with the Yankees that has gone on for this whole era. You can call it the Aaron Boone era. You can call it the last 5 years, 8 years, 16 years since they've been able to win a World Series. And even if you go back to 2009, that World Series, how did they win that World Series? The team was absolutely stacked. They added some players going into that season where it was like, they got to win. So much talent. And it's crazy how far from then we got to now where like Peraza is in this lineup. DJ LeMahieu plays. Volpe, it's over as far as there's nothing we can do to act like he isn't in a terrible one. He's leading the league by a lot now, leaving runners on base. His at-bats are non-competitive. They just They're like it's mind-boggling, and it always falls on him. You know, Ben Rice is not able to get it done the night after catching and essentially not being able to block the ball with Devin Williams. It seemed like that carried over. Ben Rice had some bad luck. He always has bad luck. He's not effective. They take Judge out of the game. Belly puts bat to ball. Late in the game, Belly gets hit by a pitch, but they say he swung. And like I said, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt because you're always barking at the umpires. It's the Yankees versus the umpires. So you got to beat the team and you got to beat the umpire crew. And you're not a good enough team to beat the team across from you. So where do they go from here, man? I don't know. They go into Citi Field, and I hope that something happens in this Subway Series where they wake up today. Something happens when they realize it's New York versus New York. These Met fans, like, they have their turn now. You're in their building now. It will be far more of them because the way that this is set up, like, you couldn't pay me to go to Citi Field this weekend. And I've been at the Subway Series the last few years. 21, 22, 23, 24. It's falling on July 4th. I'm going to be in the pool with my baby tomorrow. I'm going to be somewhere trying to get some grill food, kick back for the whole weekend. I'm not going to Queens to watch these guys in person frustrate the hell out of you. 888-808-1019. Something's got to change, man, and it's not going to change. Newsflash. I see people talking about them firing Aaron Boone. I don't know why y'all do that all the time. They're not firing Aaron Boone. I see people talking about who they got to trade for. You know, even the last caller suggesting they trade for Corey Seager. Come on, yo. Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom's not waving his no-trade clause to come back to New York. He's good right where he is. And again, let me remind you, there are 29 teams and the New York Yankees. There are 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. They are not lining up to send you good players. And you need a lot of help now. Obviously, you need a third baseman, and today John Heyman did a live and wrote an article, and everybody obviously knows that the Yankees are in the market for a third baseman so they can move Jazz back to his natural position. And the usual suspects are out there. IKF, whose name has already come up, Ryan McMahon, Key Brian Hayes, Luis Renjifo. Okay. What are they going to charge, though? What are those teams going to charge you? Like, they're starting with your top prospects. So it's not going to be as simple as, oh, yeah, we'll take this guy off your hands. Cashman does not get fleeced. He's not going to get finessed. And now you need a whole revamped bullpen. Who do you feel confident in coming out of this Yankee bullpen? Devin Williams? Luke Weaver? Mark Leiter Jr.? Let's go to John and Bayonne on the Fan. John, you're live.
Oh, Casey. Yeah. You make my day because I'm an old Yankee fan, 66 years old when it comes down to it. So I've been through it. But I'll tell you right now, if George was alive right now, he would have been gone at least 5 years ago. Cash would have been gone at least.
It would have never got this far. It would have never gotten this far.
Yeah, John Flaherty or David Cone next to Joe Girardi and groom them to be the next Coherence. This is too long.
John,
15 years.
The thing is, this is Brian Cashman's organization, and they have to work in collaboration with him in the front office. So if we think that these old school, old timey, traditional baseball guys are going to come in and Cashman's going to say, you got it. Yep. I'm going to take a step back. It's not going to happen.
Well, listen, the other day, I'm driving by and I'm watching that GameStop score. And the people around the corner getting videos and stuff. I drove through the streets. Nobody's playing stickball. Nobody's playing punch ball. And one of your, I don't even want to go there, said stickball was in the 50s. I was playing in a league, pitching in a league with tennis balls in the 2000s, okay?
Okay.
Okay? So what it comes down to, stickball is stickball. Punch ball is punch ball. That's the good old wiffle ball and all like that. We don't see that no more. They're standing in the line for video games.
Times have changed. The game has changed. And the Yankees have changed. 888-808-1019. This is not the Yankees that you grew up with, John, being 60-something. This is also not the Yankees that I grew up with, being 30-something. Those Yankees would stop the bleeding. Those Yankees would die out there before they lose four games in a row in Toronto with a team on their ass to take first place from them. These guys, the participation trophy Yankees, it's okay. We'll get them tomorrow. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's already tomorrow. It's July 4th, the holiday. Call me up. We'll be right back. I know the Met fans are dancing. They're probably still at Citi Field dancing around right now. But no Met fans, call me. So you Met fans, sit back and enjoy these Yankee tears. I'm going to talk to the Yankee fans tonight. Nick in the chat says, Keith, thank you for working tonight. I needed this Yankee therapy. We've been having Yankee therapy for weeks. And that's the thing. I don't want to hear any more about, like, this too shall pass. This is just a rough stretch. We're just going through. This is too long. You just got swept. You might get swept again. This needs to be fixed. We need actions. We need change. Drastic change. I don't know. Somebody call me up and give me some ideas. Let's go down to AC. Harold is in Atlantic City on the Fan. What's up, Harold?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's up, Keith? Let me talk to Positive Keithy for a minute.
Yeah, let me turn into Positive Keithy. No biggie.
And I holler at Positive Keithy.
Yeah, this is nothing. This team is so good. This team was in the World Series last year, and you know what? They're going back to the World Series. We just got to lose a bunch of games and change our projections to win 85 games this year. And you know what? They'll be a wild card, and they'll get hot. And they'll run all the way to the World Series and win it this year. Don't make any vacation plans for October.
That's a little bit exaggerated, but let's forget about the fact that we got swept. Let's forget about the fact that we lost the division lead. It's early July. So let's put it in perspective. And let's inventory the things that were good. Let's talk about it. Like Jason Dominguez, even in a losing series, this is the Dominguez I've been waiting to see since he came up.
Balled out.
He's been a beast this whole series. I'm happy as heck that Grish is back. Grish came back. He wasn't supposed to come back.
We dodged one.
He came back healthy.
We dodged one. We can't afford another injury. We thought he had a hammy like he had in the spring. He came back and homered today. You're right. Keep going.
Came back. Did work. The pitching has been good, but they can only sustain so much not hitting. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to put it on Warren. I'm not going to put it on the bullpen. These guys are tacked. And we're going to go into this. We're going to go to Citi Field tomorrow, but they're as bad as we are. And Toronto was hot before we. Toronto was hot before we got there.
Yeah, yeah, they were below 500 a month ago, and they just went on a run. Yeah,
yeah. And let's talk about Giancarlo Stanton. Stanton got a home run. Judge had a couple clutch hits. Jazz was pretty good in this series.
Clutch today. Yep. Yeah, Jazz came up clutch today. Belly's got a 9-game hit streak. Belly's got a 9-game hit streak.
Can I get some positive Keithy? Let's go, baby.
Yeah, you're right. I'll take it from here. Positive Keithy now. You know, I do think that there is something about baseball that is unpredictable. There is something about baseball where, like I said, if the Yankees are supposed to, as I look at the clock, they're supposed to be landing right about now. Let me go to Twitter and try and follow up on this like flight tracker stuff. They're supposed to be landing right about now. You know, there's a chance that they might get into some type of car service and hear Keith McPherson talking. So let me be positive right now. The way baseball works, it's unpredictable. And the Mets grinded out a win tonight, but that has nothing to do with what happens. Or last night, that has nothing to do with what happens tonight, the fourth. There's something about it being a holiday. There's something about it being New York versus New York. It's something about the Subway Series where, you know what I did say? In the past years, I don't think the Yankees took the Subway Series seriously. I think they're going to take this seriously. I think they're going to step up. So it's TBD who's going to pitch for the Mets, but I think they're going to be doing bullpen games, right? I think they're going to end up throwing a couple bullpen games this weekend. That the Yankees should feel like they have the advantage. Montas will go tomorrow against Rodon, but Sunday, I think, also is TBD. So the Yankees should feel like, okay, we've got, like, Stroman had a pretty decent outing. Stroman is a former Met. Stroman's a Long Island kid, a New Yorker. He's got to be ready to stabilize this thing, and we got to hit. And you know what? Not for nothing. It isn't like the Yankees had a scoreless inning streak through this sweep. It isn't like the Yankees didn't hit home runs, didn't have extra base hits, didn't drive runners in. They actually did that. The pitching didn't hold. The starting pitching, the bullpen didn't hold. So if their bats are going and they know that, they got to carry that into Citi Field. 888-808-1019. We cannot just say, okay, well, the Mets beat the Brewers who have been here sitting in New York. Like, you know, they just were bound to lose one. With the doubleheader, like I said, Mother Nature played a hand in how that series shook out. But for the Yankees, it's like, okay, you need to get right. Get right against your crosstown rival, New York versus New York. Maybe seeing Juan Soto will do some. Clay Holmes will do some. Carlos Mendoza will do some. You know what I'm saying? Some familiar faces in batting practice, right? Maybe the quick turnaround where you don't have any time to sulk. Maybe that'll do something. Maybe getting out of Canada, coming back to America on July 4th and seeing how happy and excited people are, and you know, 3:30 or 3:10 start, they've got enough time. Go home, sleep a little bit. But actually, I hope you don't sleep. I hope you come to the stadium wired. I hope they come to the stadium wired and hungry and thirsty for a win, because it's been too many days since their last win on Sunday. 888-808-1019. Positive Keithy on the Fan. Let's go down to Florida and talk to Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, so I'm a Mets fan, and yeah, I'm not overly confident about the series either. And sometimes, you know, you get a nervous facing a team coming after a series like that. You almost feel like it's they're due to win a game or two. But Diaz is not going to be available in the back of the game, so especially if they're pitching a bullpen game.
At least not tonight, because he pitched back-to-back nights.
Yep, exactly. And
but don't worry, the Yankees situation with Luke Weaver and Devin Williams, if we get into a one-run game, a close game at the end of the game, it's going to get tight for both teams.
Yeah, might need double digits, but yeah, I mean, having the last offs will definitely be helpful, and it'll be interesting how Soto comes out. You would think he'd be a lot more comfortable. He actually got a hit with runners in scoring position.
I expect him to star. Like I said, a couple singles tonight. I expect to see the long ball. I expect him to star in this series because he doesn't have to deal with the booze. He doesn't have to deal with the F. Juan Soto. It's like, okay, now is my time to get my lick back. Now is my time to face the Yankees in my home ballpark. And he's had all these months to get over, like, no, he's not a Yankee anymore. All that's in the past. I expect Soto to be dialed in.
Yeah. And Stroman will be interesting because sometimes he is really overamped, and I could see him really struggling, or I could see him, you know, actually dominating early because he's going to be, you know, as a New York kid, he had some choice words about the Mets. It seems like he had choice words about everything after. But, I think he's either going to have a great start or just blow up. Can't, you know, my proposal is, you know, I'm half joking because, you know, they said they're not firing Booth. If they get swept by the Mets, would you accept that? Or is that, you know?
If the Yankees are going to, okay. and you know what? I know for a fact the Yankees look at the Mets like not even in mi clase. And George, as many people want to bring up George always looked down on the Mets. So if the Yankees set the bar where if you continue to lose and this losing streak goes L7 and you get swept by the Mets, we got to kick you up out of here. We got to fire you. Would I lose any sleep over that? No, I wouldn't lose any sleep over that. I wouldn't mind at all. Because, like, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody needs to be held accountable. Heads have to roll. They need to shake the room. They need to do something to, like, make people, like, walk around on eggshells a little bit. Fear is needed. Fear is the greatest motivator. But Aaron Boone is safe. There's a 0% chance that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'm not even in the Mets. Look at Francisco Alvarez. He got sent down.
And he's homering. And, like... Right. If he can get sent down, why can't Volpe get sent down to be fixed a little bit? Thanks for the call, Jeff. 888-808-1019. Now we need to have an actual real conversation about Anthony Volpe. How many poor at-bats do we have to see? People are coming out of the woodwork now. I heard a theory about when he got plunked in Boston that he hasn't been the same since then. Someone asked me today, when are they going to sit Volpe down? I said, they already did. June 22nd, that early morning game against the Orioles. It's deeper than that now. It has gotten to a point where, like, he comes up with runners on all the time. He should be batting ninth. Also, his at-bats are weak. His at-bats are alarming. It's sad. It's like the second pitch of the at-bat, that at-bat that he had when they did rally late in the game, I was just so defeated by it. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Who is talking to this kid? Who is helping this kid? Is he alone? He can't be alone. He needs a reset. And no one is above going down. Like Alvarez went down and he's hitting the ball now. What if he's able to come back up and carry that into his... Like, I think they really need to consider it. I think they really need to consider it. Foolish pride does nothing. And, you know, shout out to my chat because you guys are always solid. Shout out to Hector with the donation in the chat, throwing the $5. Hector, I see you. But Nicholas said, I like Sal Acata's take on Volpe. I was listening to Sal a little bit today, but I can't. I'm a Yankee fan, and I thought we were going to potentially rally today, and I needed better vibes today. I was at the pool today, and I'm like, no. I can't get jiggy with this. I'm about to listen to a Rough Riders album or something. Sal said, I guess, that Volpe was thrown right into the kiddie pool, was taken right out of the kiddie pool into the deep end without a floaty. And if that was Sal's analogy, yeah, that's spot on. That's spot on. And Nicholas says, that's what happens when you play 22 AAA games. Okay, so follow me here with Volpe. It's not too late to reverse course. Now, the reason that they can't and won't, because if you send him down, you got to play Peraza at short. But man, I don't know. This Nicky Lopez cat, doesn't he play shortstop? I feel like Volpe needs to get his confidence back. And he's not going to do that at the major league level facing these major league pitchers that have the book on him. He needs a reset. He's 24, right? They brought him up and gave him the opportunity to compete for the job at 21, turning 22, y'all. Think about it now. Three seasons. 22-year-old season, 23-year-old season, this is now his 24-year-old season. And I remember because I lived this. I remember because I'm close to all of this. I feel for the young man. I feel for his family. I've met all of them. I've been a Yankee fans that go to the stadium, you've seen the Volpe family. Great family. I feel for y'all. But like, Volpe is not above working on his game, being sent down. And what I'm seeing now is the business side of this. They should let him change his number to 77. The kid wore 77 that spring. He wanted to wear 77. They made him wear 11 because they wanted to sell jerseys. Follow me now. The marketing side of this was all local kid, one of us, Jersey, New York, born in New York, played in Jersey. That picture of him and Derek Jeter, the Yankees were pushing the marketing side of it. So much so, that year, the term Volpening Day was a term. Volpening Day? Okay, it did not work. We're in the business of making things work. I'm not saying throw the kid away. I'm saying do everything you can to get the kid right. And throwing him out there every night and saying he's a plus defender and he's a plus, like, no, he needs a, and they're not going to do this. This is just me talking on sports talk radio to fans that can hear it and other fans that understand that like something is wrong and he needs an adjustment and nobody is above that, man. They send players down that are older. They send players, like, it's okay to go down and work on your mechanics, work on your stance. You know, in that year when he came up, Austin Wells wasn't up yet, and there was a whole conversation about how he had chicken parm dinner. Shout out to his aunt, who makes the best chicken parm, and how Austin Wells noticed something in his swing and mentioned it to him, and he fixed that. Man, get back to the drawing board. Get back to the drawing board now, right? Because everybody wants to remind me, like Harold in Atlantic City, it's July 4th. We got a long ways to go. So when are you going to send him down to work on his swing, work on his approach, his eye? Because something is off, man. He comes up too many times. It is alarming that every night now they can put the stat up. I don't know. Volpe has 155 runners left on base leading Major League Baseball. That is a problem for the New York Yankees and the marquee position, the shortstop of the New York Yankees. Fix it. And don't be too proud to fix it. Bob is in L.A. on the Fan in NY. What's up, Bob? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Good evening. You know, I want to talk about the sad state of the Yankees, which, by the way, is 12, 13, 14. This is not just this season or last season. Let's kind of put that to bed. But before I talk about the Yankees, do some therapy with you. I just had a thought earlier. You're a Cowboys fan. I'm a Giants fan. The Washington football team, I think, is pretty lame, their new name. I don't think they're going backwards, which I don't think they should, necessarily, personally. But what about this as a name for the Washington football team? The Hogs.
The Bummanders? That's Al Cintron's favorite team. Al'll be coming up in about an hour. I just call them the Bummanders. They're the Commanders, the worst rebrand. It's actually a shame that the NFL, who does all these great things, like that's their rebrand. They let that go on. They're going to get a new stadium and everything. They got Jaden Daniels. They're not going to be the Hogs. They're not going back to the Washington football team. They're going to be the Washington Commanders. And, yeah, they're probably going to be good again. They got Deebo Samuel. They're probably going to be pretty decent. But anyway. The Yankees. The Yankees. We need football. We desperately need football, but we'll get there. I guarantee you. Give this radio station 3 weeks, and there's going to be some hot takes and some stories, and we're going to put baseball on the back burner because who knows what either one of these teams are going to be in 3 weeks.
Hey, man, well, I'm watching the Yankee game thinking about the football season, so that tells you almost everything. But what I want to talk about is just how bad Volpe is. And I don't know if you saw this. So you know that pitcher, Luis Ortiz, who's being investigated? Did you see that today?
Yes, in the 1 o'clock hour, I was going to speak on that.
Yeah. So he's being investigated, which, you know, this whole gambling thing really is turning into a movie, you know. But what's crazy is, so there are two pitches that were clearly balls. There was another pitch where he's pitching a Volpe, and I think it's two strikes, three and two. I don't know where it was. There's, on Twitter, you'll find it. And he's pitching a Volpe, 3-2, and he pitches him a ball so inside, like clearly just like a don't swing at this inside pitch. And of course, Volpe swings it, it strikes out, and you see Ortiz all upset, saying a bad word, not that he's happy to strike this guy out.
I just searched Luis Ortiz Volpe. It's the first thing that comes up, and he's like, why did you swing at that? And I got to translate this, but I don't even have to translate it because they have the F word in the... this is crazy with this dude. But yeah, Volpe is swinging at anything. Volpe's at bat where he swung at the... I think it was like a slider outside. I think I tweeted it because I'm just like, come on, man. This kid is better than this. I've seen him have better at bats than this. I've seen him be more competitive than this. He's become such a rally killer. They gotta take him out of the lineup. They gotta, like, they're crushing his confidence more by doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I just think about it, man. You say baseball's not predictable. I think what's predictable though is the Yankees don't build players, find players, develop players in their farm system. Other than Judge, who is done made by God, you look at it, like, I'm old enough, the Killer Bees and this and that. They just, Jason Dominguez, by the way, Ferris, looks pretty good. Let's see. He doesn't, you know, he's not a world beater, but let's see what happens to him.
A homegrown Yankee in his rookie year, the kid belongs. We're not really worried about him right now. We're saying he should play every day. Right now, we're worried about Volpe and his development. It's year three, and his at-bats, he's going backwards. His at-bats are bad right now. He needs help, and they're not helping him by saying, he's our shortstop, he's going to play every day. But you know what that is? That's them admitting, hey, this is how we built the roster. We don't have anybody else. It's him or nothing. And if we can't overcome it, then so be it.
Which makes me think, if there's something to do, say the season goes sideways and, you know, they make the playoffs, somebody beats them for whatever. It goes sideways. They don't end up in the World Series. I think something to do that's kind of give people a pound of flesh, but I think is maybe not a bad move. You're saying just revamp the farm system. Keep Cashman, Cashman and Boone are honorary Steinbrenners, but be like, hey, you know what? Like, let's turn this thing upside down because they just don't develop it. And that way Cashman can, you know, keep his job, Boone can keep their job, and they do something, be like, whatever the Dodgers are doing, whatever the Tampa Bay is doing, just figure it out, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no revamp in the farm system because they're in a win now window. Start at the top. Aaron Judge is in his prime. Start at the top. Like, honestly, I'm already in my mind on the next year because I'm like, this year they have injuries. I don't think anybody's going to help them. As much as we talk about the American League being weak, chill. The Detroit Tigers are better than them. Chill. You do not want smoke with the Astros. Chill. You don't even want smoke with the American League East. They have the worst record in their own division. Like, they're on a fast track to being a third-place team in their own division. It shouldn't have to be an uphill climb to win this division. You had a 7-game lead. So, like, what are we talking about, bro? Talking about these Volpe at-bats, not even the Chad Green at-bat, which is just like, I don't know. The Chad Green at-bat, he only saw one pitch. But where he swung at the second pitch of the at-bat, I'm trying to go back in the box score. My notes are all over the place, and I know I live tweet the whole game just sitting there by myself watching. But it killed the rally, bro. It killed the rally. Like, it always falls on Volpe, too. You would think that would be enough. They would have enough numbers and analytics to say, hey, wherever we bat this guy in the lineup, the guys get on in front of him, and he can't bring him in. And tonight he did have two ribbies, a ground out and a bloop. But, like, he's got to see more pitches, bro. And I they got to help this kid. He doesn't look like he's having fun out there. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll talk more about Luis Ortiz, who shoved against the Yankees. And, I'm sure he's the next one to get arrested for this gambling stuff or, you know, be where Malik Beasley is. Like, these guys are all gambling. Anyway, Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got an hour left. BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.